hogy pár perc nem arányít meg alá, gerénnyite, de Balaturgyi Éval Inke erre tényleg nyelvált egy dárt kérdéket, ha pedig a kérdés a Filevasszis Sánszorszatiságú próbál, így csak a csárga, hol Gorya Parampara, and he charged that extreme line of Saraswati and Gorya Parampara. Then Maharaj is very vividly explaining the day. He said, in 1941, Paramguruji established Gorya Vinan Samiti in both Parliament, Yankara. And within 1 or 2 years, the same was extended to Navdeep also. Maharaji said that Pujipa Vahan Maharaji, he was with him from the very beginning. Rather, even when Srila Prabhupada was there, Pujipa Vahan Maharaj was also there. Maharaji is comparing him as Kakushundi, who has no birth and no end. So his services are beginningless and endless. He also served, I don't know the history, but Maharaji is saying, there, it appears that there was a time when some of the starlight sannyasis of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, they were in trouble and probably they were in jail. At that time, he was doing all the cold cases, preparing prasad for them and serving single-handedly to all those sannyasis. And then he is saying in about 1945, Pujipati Vikram Maharaj also came in. And just before he came, Maharaj said, at that time the preaching was not that much intense. Though Paramguruji started Parikrama, and meanwhile, when Pujipati Vikram Maharaj came, and I think Maharaj did not mention his own coming in advance, and after a short time he also came, and speaking started very fast, gradually. Maharaji was saying that Paramguruji used to have very strong faith in Pujipati Vikram Maharaj. Whatever duty he was assigned, he will fulfill it very efficiently and perfectly. I remember what Maharaji was saying, that Paramguruji was considering him, Maharaji saying about himself. He used to consider him as a child. And Maharaji says that as a child, whenever any duty was given, I used to jump into it and quickly glad to do this duty without calculating my capability to do it or not, but with the help of Pujipati Vikram Maharaj and Vahan Maharaj, I used to be able to do these things. So, because he was so close to and so much honored by his Gurudev, Maharaj is asking Pujipati Vikram Maharaj to say something.
In spite of that, the merciful Divine Master accepted me and disciple of him. But I got no what for me to become his disciple. Whatever qualification is within me, that is the grace of him, not anything of my own. So, gracefully, in the Divine Master. I was born in a family who were averse to service to Lord Krishna. Though there was a worshipping system in my parents' house, in spite of that, that was not true devotion. I was becoming so fortunate to be raised by him. I could not satisfy him with my work, and he offended upon me and gave me punishment. Though it is a qualification of disciple to be punished, so I am a punishable disciple to my divine master. I have no work. Like others, he has two other disciples. But what I am going to express is the expression of my divine master and not my own. I have learned it from his kind expression, so I am putting it before you. A prakita vasuna ni prakita vasa. This is our pastoral advice. Gurudev is not a material person. Divine Master is transcendental. There is nothing material in him. But the disciple who is not transcendental thinks him to be a material. So it is forbidden. Don't think like this. The headmaster is transcendental. You can't understand it, you can't know him, you can't express him. Anything is beyond the limit of your material knowledge, material sense. Ekameva dvitiyam. This is stated in our Veda, Upanishad, etc. Gurudev is a potency. Though it is part of Lord Krishna, but in the sense of in the potency, it is expressed in Shastra. But not fettered with Maya. He is always free from Maya, and he asked his master how the fettered soul can be released from Maya and get true peace and get true service of the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna. This is his function. Mahamitra Chipramatrante Maya Veda Ankaranti. To rescue us from the jaw of Maya, he appears for the, according to the wish of Lord Krishna. He is the potency, not the owner of the potency. He is not the Bhagavad
appreciate him.
He's your doctor. But he is potentially of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. The manifestation of the potency may be of various types. But all the manifestations are the manifestation of one potency, Guru Tattva. So it is called Gurudev Ekhi Hai. One is Divine Master, but there is different manifestation. Matguru is our Guru. This is a statement current in the spiritual world. It is not false at all, but it is not possible for all to say. One disciple who has surrendered to the transcendental Guru, Divine Master, and he is saying Matguru is our Guru, it is true. But one disciple who has not surrendered to that type of Divine Master, who is fed up by Maya, in this case, the statement is wrong. So, any statement of a fettered soul is not the real statement, the real expression of the Divine Master. This is stated, aprakita bhushita ni prakita bhushita. Who has been fettered and to whom the Divine Master has been expressed by his own grace, he can know and understand what is Guru Tattva. Guru means, we are seeing in the Pranam Mantra, Agyanatikiranthasya, Gyanatikiranthasvalapaya, Yoksirudhumirintamdina, Rasmaishirudhyami. What is the qualification stated here? Who gives us true knowledge? We are afraid of that true knowledge by dint of Maya. Because we identify ourselves with body. This is wrong. I am not this body. I am soul. I am truly the eternal servant of Lord Krishna. Though we hear this from Shastras or from the mouth of the Krishnavas, we do not understand and we do not practice and we do not observe it. We are attracted by the charms of Maya. We are always trying to enjoy the sensual pleasure. Because we are engrossed by Maya. So, Gurudev is kind enough for us who rescues us from that Maya, from the jaw of Maya. By bestowing his divine knowledge, transcendental knowledge, into us. Ajnana Vimirandhasya, Jnanandana Salataya, Chakshukuru Nimitam, Vipachakshu Dilaye, Janme Janme Guru Se. This is stated. By the grace of Sri Gurupada Padma, we can understand that I am not the enjoyer of anything which is transcendental or mundane. By the grace of Him, we can understand that I have no other duty. Take an express serve Lord Krishna and the relatives. Therefore, this is one statement in our Shastra, Agyanam Vinashasya Gyananjana Salapaya. But in spite of we are accepted Guru Padma, but Guru Padma may not accept me. We pretend to accept Guru Padma, but not sincerely. We sincere in that matter, Gurudev also gives us in sincerity. There are many, many disciples of today, but all are not qualified to be the true disciples. The true disciple is he who follows him, who follows him rightly as he wishes, his intention, according to work, according to his intention. So, the dhara, the line, is maintained by only him who follows him sincerely with ability, but not others. That all the disciples cannot pray that I am the disciple of my Gurudev. Only he can pray. Who serves me with sincere, with greatest sincere and truth. But I am divided of that qualification, who I am this. So what shall I express about the glory of me? This is one statement in our scripture. There is another statement in Vedanta Upanishad, Tasvat Gurum Prabhadita Vigasa Sriya Uttamam Sati Padisha Nishinatam Brahmanyuta Samadhyaya. In this statement, the qualification of a true Gurudev is stated. He, Gurudev, is half-planted, and knows and has gone through the breakers, that is not the truth. The picture of a divine master. Thus man, Guru Prabhupada, Jigyasu Sriya Uttama, Sathe Padesha Nishnata, Sapta Brahma, Vedasi Sastra, and Parabrahma, the Lord Krishna, who is superior to Brahma. In Vedas we can know, we can get the knowledge of Brahma. But Parabrahma cannot be understood by the knowledge of Vedas, by the study of Vedas. So therefore the knowledge of Parabrahma is necessary for a divine master. Not only the knowledge of the reading Shastra, and knowledge of the Shastra. Shastra Brahma, Parabrahma to Nishnatam, Brahma to Upasamashtra, and who has no attraction to this mundane attain, mundane challenge, who has been freed from this mundane challenge, from this satisfaction of sense, Sattakamma Parabrahma Nishnatam, Brahma Rupa Smasa. He is always engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, Parabrahma. This is the statement in our scripture. So there are Gurudev are different. It is different. Shape of the one with the divine Guru Tattva. Manifestation is different. Though the Tattva is one, it may be different in manifestation. Some are little qualified, some are more than that, some more than that, and some are the greatest qualified. Therefore, everyone is not the same. Qualified in the degree. So, Guru Jagat Guru can be stated to be proper qualified Guru Dev and not all who are fallen short, who are not qualified, who are not be properly qualified in this life. There is another statement. We can understand far from the true existence of Divine Master is started, not only by the Shastra Gyan. Shastra Gyan, by the knowledge of the living Shastra, we can get knowledge, but not we can get the Vigyan. Anubhav. It can be only had by the grace of the Divine Master who has got that Anubhav. So, we should try to understand the difference between the Divine Master's manifestation. Sankirti Pradipadhyena Pradipashlena Sivaya Upadashinthile Kyana Gyanina Tattva-Darshina. Only the knowledge of Tattva can is not the greatest thing, but who is engaged in his transcendental service, that is the greatest manifestation of the Divine Master. We are told that my Divine Master has entered into the Nitya-lila. But I cannot understand whether how far it is real or not, because I am in mundane world. Those who are free from Maya can understand it and they can play, but I cannot understand it. So I tell according to their bhakti and not to my own experience. Let me say, my Guru Padmasma has punished me because I am not giving up the habit of enjoying my senses. This is my greatest fortune, I think. But my Divine Master has sufficiently graced other disciples as Narayan Maharaj and Bhavan Maharaj and other Sankhus. They are superior to me. I should think it and I should pay my respect to them properly so that they may grace me. This much I can feel by them. I am not willing to waste your time as well. Thank you.
That he has attained that stage of perfection. In order to attain the stage of perfection, only accepting Guru is not enough, but surrendering him, absolute surrender is required. Only then the thing will take place. He quoted one verse. According to this verse, those who take surrender of advanced devotee, one who accepts advanced devotee as his Gurudev, if he really generates in his heart tendency and propensity to serve, then only he can be a successful devotee. Because transcendental thing only comes to that person. It showers its mercy only to that soul which has serving attitude. Without serving attitude, one cannot get mercy of Gurudev and Lord. Another point he clarified here. The point is that if we approach Vedas, we cannot attain Prabhupada, we cannot realize Krishna. In that it is not that there is no mentioning of Krishna in Veda, but to extract Krishna from a Veda, if we just go and read that book, we cannot get it. For that we have to surrender to a Gurudev who has already realized it. Because only he can extract Parabrahma, that is Krishna, from Veda. He can connect us and realize us, because Veda has got everything in it. He quoted one example of discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. In that discussion, Hiranyakashipu asked Sandaman, so-called guru of Prahlad, that you, it appears that you are the spy of Vishnu and you are giving teaching in favor of Vishnu to my son. And when he said, no, it is not at all true, at that time Prahlad Maharaj told that he does not know what is Veda. How come? Gurudev of Prahlad, you teach every word of Veda. How can it be claimed that he does not know Veda? He does not know Veda. Then he quoted from another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that the essence of Veda can be known by only that person who surrenders to his Gurudev. And he adopts the attitude of serving to his Gurudev. A certain attitude to Gurudev and Vaishnava really is the most important thing to realize Krishna consciousness. So, it is humbleness which is automatically present in each and every advanced devotee. If Pujpatri Vikram Maharaj is showing his humbleness, it is not artificial. It is a natural capability of surrendered soul. Just like as Krishnadasa Vidas, he says that whoever will take his name, he will be deprived of all his virtues and he will be punished, he will be, what is that?
Pious for life.
He will be deprived of his all virtuous activities. Maharaj is saying that he had an opportunity to stay with Param Gurudev in Devanand Gaudiyama for 2 months. And there he showed a very wonderful realization. According to him, that Krishna is really who possesses all the potencies. He is powerful. All potencies belong to him. There is no one potent. In this material world, all the potencies, whatever we see, belongs to him. And in transcendental world also. Because he is omnipotent. Only omnipotent, you are referring to. Now, found a really surrendered soul to Krishna receives the potency of Krishna. So Param Gurudev was really surrendered soul. So he was receiving all the potencies of Krishna in him. He was having full faith in Krishna. He was never fearful, rather he was like drawing. He said, even in the adverse situations, I have never seen him in worried posture. He was always very much calm, cool and pleased. It appeared that any adverse position, if it came, Maharaj said, once it happened that he lost the case, and when he said that you have lost, he said, no, 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 we have not lost. And he convinced that the essence of the case is in his favor. That if we go deep in it, then we are not losers. Means even having such a firm faith in Krishna that he will never lose, he is always in benefit because he is serving for Krishna, he is for Krishna and he is surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna is always giving him gain, never pain. So he was always in a victorious mood. So this was his Atipattaya Chakra, he was explaining that he is transcendental characteristic, his qualities. He had one point he was referring here about Sadguru. Every disciple says that his guru is Sadguru. And it is
Jagatguru.
Sadguru. I think
Sadguru means?
Absolute and real Guru. This is what expected of a disciple for his Guru Dev. He should think like this, but at the same time he was quoting from the verse of the scripture that there are many Gurus and many disciples, but Sadguru is not available. Hardly one or two. So here he is explaining that Akhand Guru Tattva is one, so it refers to that. And all the Gurus are manifestation of that Akhand Guru Tattva. That finally he is saying that Param Gurudev had so such an efficient disciple, surrendered disciple, and he was referring to Pujpati Vikram Maharaj, Pujpati Gurudev and other disciples. So he is saying, I pray to his Gurudev and all his disciples that they should bestow mercy on all of us. God name on their name.
I met Guru Das Prabhu, his senior and sincere disciple.
You need. Yes.
Upasthit Vaishnava, Upasthit Mahaya, Virajatha Yogya Satya Sati Avivara. Aaj ke din, maine sanchet mein kuch bataya kuchhi ka jhun kaya. Main abhi, ab aarti ka bhi samay ho gaya hai. Bahut samay se aap log baithe hain 5 baje. इसलिए संक्षेप में दो एक बात मैं करता हूँ. अभी अंग्रेजी में आई विल नॉट स्पीक इन इंग्लिश बट आफ्टर फाइव क्लास रामचंद्र प्रभु विल ट्रांसलेट. मैं ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि कृष्ण धर्मेश्वर का भक्ति में और जिसके हृदय में कृष्ण शक्ति का संचार नहीं है वो कभी भी बंगाल में सारे भारत भर और सारे विश्व में नहीं विचार कर सकते. गुरुदेव कैसे विषम परिस्थिति में गौरी वेदांत समिति की स्थापना की और हम लोग जैसे मुझे जैसे मायावती जी को अपने चरणों में खींचकर और फिर प्रकार से धीरे धीरे स्थापन कर बंगाल में ही नहीं सारे भारतवर्ष में उन्होंने प्रेरणा लेकर के स्वामी जी को की, उनके गुरु जी ने भी और गुरुदेव ने प्रेरणा दी और सारे विश्व में प्रचार किया। मैं सबसे एक विषय में अनुभव करता अपनी अनुभूति की बात वह यह है, मैं सब प्रकाशित हूं और जो शिक्षा भी बहुत साधारण, भक्ति भी नहीं, एक त्रिवेणी के समान सुखे व्यक्ति के समान, और आज हमको उनकी वाणी का थोड़ा सा सेवन करने से आज विश्व में ऐसा कोई राष्ट्र नहीं है कि आप मैं नहीं पहुंचा, और सर्वत्र ही उनकी बातें सभी बड़े प्रेम से सुनते हैं और आज सर्वत्र उनकी पूजा हो रही है। ये मेरी योग्यता से हुआ न किसकी योग्यता से हुआ। मुखम करोड़ की बाचालम पंगुम लंघय ते गृह जब कृपातम वंदे परमानंद। मैं समझता हूं मेरे अंदर कोई भी योग्यता नहीं थी। जिस प्रकार से स्वामी जी भक्ति निदान स्वामी महाराज जब तक भारतवर्ष में थे कोई भी योग्यता नहीं देखी गई, दो आदमियों के बीच में भी बोल नहीं पाते थे, उनको कोई पूछता नहीं था। उनके लड़के और उनकी स्त्री उनकी पीठ साफ करते थे झाड़ू के द्वारा, ये नहीं करने की जरूरत है, कोई नहीं पूछता था। उनकी स्त्री कहते थी कि घर से निकल जाओ, बच्चे कहते थे कि घर से निकल जाओ, और वो किसकी शक्ति से प्रेरणा से गए और विश्व में सर्वत्र उन्होंने प्रचार किया। ये मैं समझता हूँ कि ये प्रभुपाद की विशेष कृपा थी, भगवान की विशेष कृपा थी। तो मैं मुझ जैसे सब प्रकार से अयोग्य तत्व ज्ञान की सब प्रकार से अयोग्य, किंतु उनकी थोड़ी सी मैंने सेवा की थी जरूर, किंतु अब आत्मा से की थी कि शरीर से की थी कि मन से की थी ये मुझे पता नहीं। मैंने संपूर्ण रूप से उनके चरणों में अपने पिता का प्रेम, अपनी मैया का स्नेह, स्त्री के प्रति जो प्रीति मेरी थी, सारे को एकत्र करके उनके चरणों में मैंने सौंप दिया। तय कि उनका और रोने लगे गुरु जी जब मैंने मुझसे कहा, मुनि महाराज को देखने लगे, लगे देखो मुझे ये कैसा थोड़ी सी सेवा से उसको बहुमानन करके बहुत बड़ा समझ करके, न जाने हमारे अंदर मैं माफी नहीं समझता कि मैं किसी प्रकार से युक्त हूँ। लोग हमारी बात सुनेंगे, चिंता जहाँ चारों क्या लाखों लोग मेरी बात सुन रहे हैं, ये किसकी बात, ये गुरु की बात, हमारी कोई की बात। तो यदि हमारी ऐसी बात सुनते हैं तो वो गुरु की महिमा क्या जिसकी प्रेरणा से मैं कर रहा हूँ, तो वो साधारण व्यक्तित्व का वो मनुष्य को कहा गया व्यक्ति होगा। इसलिए मैं समझता हूँ कि जब तक कि सब गुरु नहीं होंगे तब तक ऐसा शक्ति संचार करना किसी के लिए असंभव। इसलिए मेरी अनुभूति होती है कि ये जगत के लोग नहीं। दूसरी बात एक और आप लोगों से निवेदन करना चाहता हूं, ये शास्त्रों में लिखा है संकेत क्या पारिभाषिक सौभम हिलनम एव वा वैकुंठ नाम ग्रहणम अजामिन। भगवान का एक संकेत नाम दिया अपने बेटे के लिए और महापापी दुर्जन मरते समय अपने बेटे के लिए नाम किया और वो बैकुंठ की गति को लाद किया। ये तो शास्त्र में लिखा है सर्वत्र और इसको सभी लोग मानते हैं जो कोई बड़ा सा भी शास्त्र, और जिनका शिष्य अप्रकट होते समय में अनंत मोहन ग्रंथ जारी की। एक साधारण कोई तत्व ज्ञान नहीं, गुरु जी की सेवा करता, उनके कपड़े धोता था, उनकी रसोई बनाता था, मृदंग से कीर्तन करता था, उनके प्रचार में साथ में जाता था और पापा बाबा कहता था, पापा माने पिता, और अपरंतु मध्य समय में उसने कहा राधा और कृष्ण मुझे वृंदावन में बुला रहे हैं, हा राधे हा कृष्ण हा चैतन्य महाप्रभु हा गुरुदेव, ऐसे कह करके गया, उसकी क्या गति होगी बताइए। मैं तो समझता हूं कि अजामिल जैसे मैंने हजार गुना उसकी गति हुई, जिसके शिष्य की ऐसी गति हो वो गुरु कैसा होगा, ऐसे समझिए तो उसकी गुरु की कैसी महिमा होगी। और वो गुरु कैसे अप्रकट होते समय में धाम वृंदावन में नवदीप धाम में और नवदीप धाम के राशस्थली में गोवर्धन के निकट गंगा के पंचवेणी के निकट उसी के तट पर महाप्रभु की रास लीला चली। मायापुर से भी महत्वपूर्ण जगह और वहां पर रास शारदीय रास पूर्णिमा के दिन शाम को भक्तों की मंडली में कीर्तन करते हुए हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम उनकी क्या गति होगी जिन्होंने अपने गुरुदेव को अपने हृदय पर बैठा करके उनके तरफ में देखते हुए और जान बुझ करके समझ करके अच्छी तरह से होश में उनका नाम ले रहे हैं। अजामिल से कम होगा या अधिक होगा बतलाओ को, अजामिल को ऐसी गति होगी जिस नाम की उन्होंने स्वयं व्याख्या की है वहां पर हरे माने कृष्ण के चित्त को हरण करने वाली राधिका जी हरा उसे हरे, राम माने वहां पर राधा रमण राम, ऐसे भव को जुटता जगत में कैसे कैसे अभी जो शुभानंद ब्रह्मचारी बताया राधा चिंता निवेश विरोपिता कृष्ण चरण बंदे राधा विरोपिता। हमने आज तक ऐसा कहीं सिद्धांत न वेदों में देखा न उपनिषदों में देखा, हम अपने आचार्यों के माध्यम से भी ऐसा स्पष्ट रूप से ऐसा विचार नहीं देखा। कहते हैं जगत के लोग कृष्ण की पूजा करते हैं करें उनकी आराधना करते हैं, हम किसकी करें, कृष्ण जी की चिंता करें। कृष्ण अंतर्धान हो जाने पर गोपियां उनकी चिंता कर रही है, हमें तड़प रही है। गुरु जी कहते हैं जैसे इसे हम अच्छा ये समझते हैं ये राजा जी के विरह में कृष्ण तड़पें उनकी विरह की अनुभूति करें, ये साधारण विचार ऐसे विचार को जगत में प्रकट करना है, ये साधारण गुरु का काम नहीं असाधारण, ऐसा आपने कहीं नहीं देखा। इसलिए रूप गोस्वामी के विचार के अनुसार में ये राधा पक्षी है, ये थे जैसे उनके गुरु जी नयन मंजरी थे, लोग कहते हैं कि ये थे विनोद मंजरी थे, इसमें अतिरिक्त कोई अधिक बात नहीं, कोई माने और न माने। वैसे यदि कोई कहे जैसे कृष्ण भगवान से आपको अनुभूति है तो आप क्या कहेंगे, है कोई कह सकता है, तो फिर उसको कृष्ण क्यों मानते हैं। महाप्रभु भगवान से आपको अनुभूति है फिर आप क्या कहते हैं जैसे लोग महाप्रभु थे, यदि ऐसा कर सकते हैं महाप्रभु भगवान थे बिना अनुभूति के आप मान लेते हैं तो ऐसे महापुरुषों का चरित्र देकर के हम क्यों नहीं अनुभूति कर सकते हैं कि हमारे गुरु जी ऐसे। किसी किसी को संकोच है कि नहीं तो लीला में प्रवेश हमको कोई संदेह, जैसे आपको अनुभूति है अरे अनुभूति होना है वो दूसरी बात, किंतु शास्त्र तो ऐसा कहते हैं कि अजामिल और दूसरे दूसरे महाव्यभिचारी लोग भगवान का नाना भाष करके बैकुंठ को चले गए और हमारे गुरु जी रूप में हरे कृष्ण करते हुए राधा जी की चिंता करते हुए राधा जी के गले से माला लटक गई और जगत को कृष्ण ने किया सर्वत्र प्रचार किया महाभारत का खंडन किया और प्रभुपाद की मनुष्य सेवा को प्रचार किया, ये साधारण व्यक्तित्व का काम। वो जब बैकुंठ में और पर्वत वृंदावन में नहीं जाएंगे तो जाएगा कौन, कौन जाएगा। इसलिए अवश्य ही नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट है शास्त्र है। देखिए एक समय वो अनंत मोहन ब्रह्मचारी की बात मैंने कही थी अपने संख्या में बता, एक बात और कहूं जहां जहां प्रभुपाद का किसी ने प्रतिवाद किया हजारों मुख से हजारों लेखनी से उनका प्रतिवाद किया और प्रभुपाद के लिए प्रभुपाद की महिमा नहीं जान करके और उनके प्रति ऐसी भावना हो सकती है कि अपने प्राण को हथेली में लेकर के प्रभुपाद के लिए प्राण विसर्जन के लिए तैयार है, यह साधारण लोगों का काम है। यह निष्ठा कैसे होती है? हमने गोप कुमार का आख्यान अमृत में हमने पढ़ा। गोप कुमार जी कह रहे हैं कि मैं मेरे गुरु जी अपना चरित्र बता रहे, तो मैं ज्योतिष प्राग ज्योतिष को मैं देवी जी ने एक मंत्र बताया गोपाल मंत्र, और उसके से मंत्र से के द्वारा जपने से हमारी सांसारिक लालसा समाप्त हो गई। इसके बाद में मैं गंगा सागर गया, उसके बाद में मैं आया वाराणसी। देवी ने कहा जल्दी खा लो, प्रसन्न कर दी ने कहा। इसके बाद में वो चले गए, फिर वृंदावन में पहुंचे, वहां पर उनके गुरु स्वरूप जी मिले। उनको देख करके वो कुमार को कहते अरे तुमको देवी ने मंत्र दिया है, आता मान दिया, ये कैसे हमारे गुरु जी जान गए जो गोपाल मंत्र दिया। इसके बाद उन्होंने कहा जैसे तुमको शंकर जी और देवी जी ने वाराणसी में कहा जो जल्दी से यहां से भागो नहीं तो माया बात तुमको ग्रास कर रहा है, हमारे गुरु जी कैसे जान गए। और जो तुम बातें उनकी सब लोग उन्होंने बताया, उनको पूर्ण विश्वास हो गया मैंने ये हमारे गुरु में। और तब